I'm John Batzer with the author and historian James Holland. Casino 44 is the new book, The Brutal Battle for Rome, continuing the politics of Italy during the battle from the beginning of the boot all the way to where we are with Monte Cassino and the capture of Rome. There's a king, there are prime ministers, there are arguments, there are communists, there are resistance movement. And I cannot possibly describe the intricacies of the debate about who's in charge, the king must abdicate. So let's go to Elena and Paolo. They are active in the underground as it exists in Rome. Are they expecting the Allies any moment? What is their thinking as they begin to plan for a bombing?
Well, right from the word go, the moment the Germans move into Rome and in September 1943 and disarm the Italians, you know, there is resistance, and they're part of the action group party, or the Gappists, as they're known. And it starts off with kind of minor sabotage and that sort of stuff, and it escalates into kind of, you know, shooting up Italian fascists and Germans and so on. And then there is this big bomb plot to attack a German police battalion by hiding a bomb in a dust cart, which goes off in the Via Rosella on the 23rd of March, 1944, and kills 130 SS police troops. And revenge on that is ferocious and brutal. But, you know, it's very, very important for people who want, you know, young people who want to kind of rise up and fight. That, you know, there's pride at stake, there's freedom at stake, there's, you know, you're fighting against repression, et cetera, et cetera. And Paolo and Elena are lovers and compadres in this partisan group, and their bravery is extreme because, of course, you know, being in the underground, you suspicion lies everywhere. You're always under the threat of betrayal. The conditions in Rome are pretty bad anyway because there's not much food around and not much supplies and so on. So it's a very, very challenging time for them, and they're extraordinary people because you know you don't have the support of an army or an army group or chiefs of staff or, you know, ocean going boats and flags. You have no idea. You're a group of people who are outside the law in the place where you're existing, and you've just got to fend for yourself, and that adds a whole layer of difficulty and tension and, frankly, danger.
James tells a complete story. So Naples has been captured for some time. That is the R&R for many of these troops. It's also necessary to say that Italy is starving, and in Naples, it's clear that prostitution is the only way to feed families. In other parts of the country, the Allies and the Germans have cut through villages, destroyed churches, leveled people's lives. People have died with the shelling and the gunfire routinely. All of Italy is now a victim of these two armies battling each other. It's part of the story that isn't told when people are just reading about the battle. And James's contribution here is to give us a complete picture, not only of the Americans and the Brits and the people from India, the people from the Maori. There is a Maori battalion from New Zealand, but also the women and the children and the families who are destroyed as the Allies move through. And it makes it very clear that no war is fought between armies. War is fought on top of a civilian population that is helpless. Again and again, James, that's what your book does for me. Remind that committing yourself to battling on a place as crowded as Italy was at the time, all these villages, means that the civilians are going to die more than anyone else. Is that a lesson I can take from your book?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Italy has a population of around 40 million in 1939, and not much less in 1944. And of course, you know, most of those 40 million are living in the valleys, which is precisely the route for which the Allies are trying to advance and the Germans are trying to defend. So, you know, in a Cassino town is 100% destroyed. All the villages around about are 90% or plus destroyed. The scale of destruction is just appalling. And all the civilians caught up in the middle of this are just abandoned. You know, they're abandoned materially, spiritually, physically. And they've just got to kind of make do. And, you know, there's no welfare state. There's no nothing. You're on your own. The fact that kind of sort of 50% of adult women in southern part of Italy have got some kind of sexually transmitted disease by March 1944 tells you everything you need to know. You know, people don't go to prostitution for kicks and giggles. They do it because they're desperate. And, it's just a terrible state of affairs.
And the Allies, though they control Italy up to Monte Cassino, do not provide sufficient food, if I understand the government.
Well, the problem is you know, they're trying to work out how to govern southern part of Italy, which is complex when it's been a fascist state up until this point. And there's been a king who has sort of effectively, you know, doesn't want to abdicate power, but has sort of effectively has abdicated power by running out on his population when he fled Rome back in September 1943. So, you know, morally, he's very suspect. I mean, there could have been enough food, but there isn't because the Allies have set the exchange rate too high and because the priority is winning at the front, not looking after the people at the back, et cetera, et cetera. There's any number of reasons why inflation is so high and why, you know, the Italians are starving. The other problem, of course, is that by a combination of Allied bombing and German destruction, a lot of the infrastructure has been destroyed and the Germans have retreated north. So that doesn't help either. You know, if your electricity is down or your water mains is down or whatever, you know, that also causes huge amounts of problems. So, you know, and you can't just click your fingers and make it all right again. It doesn't work like that.
At the same time, we need to get on to the battle for Rome, but Monte Cassino stands there still in German hands. The Gustav Line is held and the New Zealanders are going to make a third attack. And it's going to break down. And this is the time that they make the decision to destroy the town of Monte Cassino and send Allied troops into it to battle for more than a month in ruins. The book is Cassino, 1944. James Holland is the author. When we come back, The Road to Rome and the operations fitting into the overall picture for Allies to win the war.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.